is there a coin-operated self-service laundry?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call it?
Wash house.
Would there be other names for
that? Laundromat.
Where would you keep dirty clothes at?
A dirty clothes hamper.
And what would you maybe clean the rug with?
A rug shampoo. Shampoo.
And to get the dust out of it, you might use a...
vacuum cleaner.
And the dust would go in the vacuum cleaner. You might have to empty the...
bag.
What's something you might use if you're going to mop the floor?
Mop.
And you might dip it in a...
pail. Bucket.
Have you ever seen those machines that people have at their home for... reduce
yeah.
the garbage or trash?
Trash compactor.
What's something that's pretty big you might throw a watermelon rind into or something?
Garbage disposal.
What's a large container you might see behind a store made of metal?
Dipster dumpster.
Who's the person that takes care of dead people?
Undertaker.
The
funeral director.
What kinds of would carry a casket to a funeral?
The big hearse.
And where would people be buried at? Above ground.
That's a mausoleum.
And are cigarettes ever called anything else?
Yeah. Pekingese.
Pekingese?
Yeah, I heard a teacher say that a long time ago.
Yeah?
When I was in school.
Uh-huh.
Elementary school.
Yeah.
These are my Pekingese.
Yeah.
I said, you know, wow. And it's just stuck to me ever since.
Yeah.
Pekingese.
Yeah. What about other? Did you hear of other things?
Cancer sticks.
Yeah.
I don't see what joy they get out of them, neither.
Yeah, really.
Just puffing and blowing, you know.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny when you think
about it. That's a professional right there.
what would you call an enclosed room that might be designed to receive maximum sunlight? Might have windows all the way around it.
Greenhouse.
What would you call an informal room for relaxation, TV watching, and stuff like that?
Family room.
What's a room with a toilet, sink, and...
bathroom.
What if it doesn't have a bath or shower?
Still a bathroom.
What kinds of stoves, furnaces, and other heating equipment would you have?
You have your air conditioning heating unit, central, and kerosene, electric.
What do you call a house having three or more rooms arranged in a line? When all the doors are open, you can look in the front door and see out the back.
No, what is that called? That's a new one on me.
It's called a shotgun house.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can look all the way through it.
Wow.
You open all the doors. That's true. What do you call a house with two separate rooms or parts? Might be connected with the covered area between the rooms.
Huh?
So, you might have separate rooms in the house, and they might be connected with a covered area.
No. What is it?
It's called a dog trot house.
That's weird. Now, what a question like that would prove?
I don't know.
Whether you know it or not, I guess, huh?
Or whether they have them around here. You know, in this area of the country.
Or, you know, not in this area, they don't. This ain't China, shit.
What would you call a house with a long entry hall that might be set 90 degrees to a large single room?
Fantastic. I don't know.
Call it a flying L.
Yeah, I saw that over there. Wow. That's weird.
Yeah.